good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to welcome each and everyone who is just listening to me now, all over the world, wherever that you are listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Thursday. Wherever that you are, we just want to say this way, to pass the message of saying that we love you, because you are our family as well. And we thank you for supporting us. We thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it, because you are listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It's a 24 hours radio station where we proclaim the name of Jehovah, where we preach the word of God, we preach the gospel that is not diluted. We preach Christ who is alive. We preach Christ who is arising. We preach God who created the heaven and earth. We are 24 hours a radio station. The name of this show that I'm doing, it started at exactly 1800 CAT Central African Time until 2100 CAT Central African Time. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. I just want to thank God for this wonderful day, a beautiful Thursday, the day that is not the same of the other day, the day that it did never come. I think according to the calendar, it is saying it is the 13th of December 2018. We are having a 13 days in December, and the people are going up and down, and they are going there and there and there and there, because it's December. So what I just want to say to you, what I want to encourage you, I just want to say this way to you, that make sure that you use your money wisely, because it is wrong to buy something that you don't need. You know, the problem of us is we are buying things that we don't need, because I buy because I have money. Now that's what I want to say to you, that don't buy something that you don't need. Make sure that you buy something that you need. Wherever that you are driving, maybe you are going to work, you are stuck in a traffic, I just want to say this way to you, that as you continue listening to us, as you continue listening to me, I believe that with the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe that God will be able to protect you as you continue going wherever that you are going. I believe that God will help you to reach your destination. So what I normally say to people, I say, you must not drink and drive. You must not drink and drive. Make sure that okay, let's just do this.
I want.
Yeah, so he's saying that reveal yourself to me. I want to know you more and more. I just want to say to you that I was saying that maybe as I speak now, you are stuck in the traffic. As I speak now, you are on your way. You are going to work. Maybe you are coming from work. Maybe you are going to church. Maybe you are going to a stadium. Maybe you are going to the mall to buy things for your children, to buy things for your family. I just want to say to you that as you do that, make sure that you are careful of what you're doing. Make sure that always you check everything. Don't just buy something that you don't need. So the time is exactly 18:38 CAT Central African Time. I have just entered. I have almost 11 minutes in the studio. What I'm going to do is we are going to pray. Remember, each and every time when we start our show, we start this show by praying. We start this show by asking God to come and be with us, because we understand that there's nothing that we can do if we are not inviting God to come and be with us. If we are not inviting Him, there is nothing that we can do. That is why the song that is playing, it's saying that reveal yourself to me by Jimmy D on his album Mighty Men of War. It's saying reveal yourself to me. In other words, you are saying, I will not do anything if you are not with me. Now, that's why I'm saying what we are going to do is we are going to pray and asking God to come and be with us. Asking God to come and guide us as we will do the show. And I believe that Heavenly Father, Bible says that when two or three gathered in my name, I will be among them. He said, everything that we bow down to earth, whatever that we agree on earth, it is also agreed in heaven. So what we are going to do is we are going to pray. And as we pray, we believe that the Heavenly Father will come and dwell in our hearts. Now let's just pray. I'm going to use the song that sing God of Wonders by Elijah Oyelinde. As this song continues to play, wherever that you are, I just want to ask you that you can just pray with me and asking God to come and be with us. That is happening, that we are going to pray and asking God to come and be with us. In other words, we are saying, God of Wonder, there's nothing that we can do if you are not with us. Adonai, His name is Adonai. His name is Jehovah. He will never leave you alone. He will never forsake you. You know, I know that this December, many people will leave you. Many people will say many things. But let me just tell you that God will never leave you. He will never leave you. He will always be with you forevermore. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. Now we are going to pray. We'll be praying. We say, we bow down before you. We worship you, Lord. As we'll be inviting Him. As we'll be saying, Lord, come and be with us this evening, because we can't move if you are not with us. Wherever that you are in your country, maybe it's in the morning, maybe it's in the afternoon, but what I want to say to you is pray with me as we are praying. Daddy, we pray this evening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this wonderful day, the day that you've made. We thank you, Lord. We say, forgive us everything that we have done. Forgive us our sins. forgive us our trespasses, where we have done, you wrong. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have gathered here only on one thing, to worship you. We have gathered here to proclaim your name. Daddy, we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We say, Father Lord, as we pray, we invite the Holy Spirit to come and guide us. We invite you, Lord, to come and be with us, because there's nothing that we can do. That is why we invite you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you and we believe, because you are Jehovah and you will always remain God forevermore. In Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth. I pray to each and everyone who have just tuned in. I pray to each and everyone who is still going to tune in. I pray that, Father Lord, as they are tuned in, restore their hearts and restore their soul. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, because you are the Lord of wonders. You are the Lord and you remain God. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, I ask you to say amen. And forever you will be our God, Yahweh. We bow to worship you, Lord of wonders, Yahweh. We glorify, your name. Adonai, you reign, and forever you. God of wonders. His name is Jehovah. His name is God. He will never change. He is God of wonders. That is what Elijah is saying. Elijah Oyelembe. He is saying, you are God of wonders. And you are Adonai. You are Adonai. You are Adonai. You are Emmanuel. Yahweh. We bow before you and we worship you. Now that is Elijah Oyelembe. You're still listening to you by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We have just prayed. We have invited God to come and be with us. Now tonight what I'm going to do is I will be continuing with the issue of money. That's what I will be talking about, as we'll be continuing with the issue of money. Money is a problem. Money is a problem, and it does lots of things. Money is a problem. Money, it makes people to fight. You know, it will make you to fight with your husband, to fight with your family. That's what money will do. When you see many pastors, they fighting with each other. When you see families fighting, they fighting because of money. That's what I will be continuing to talk about, because last night we spoke but we never finish what we were talking about, as we were talking about the issue of money. Now that's what we will be continuing talking about, that many people, because of money, they change the way they are. They change the way they are. You know, there is a man who died by the name of the late Lucky Dube. This is a song that I listened to it last night. That song was saying that I don't know what happened. You were not like this, but somehow they told you, like, something have changed you. Something have changed you. Now you are smoking marijuana. You are smoking marijuana. Now when I was listening to that song, it came to me that money can change a person. You know, when we want money, we do whatever that we want to do. Like, we end up being doing things that we are not supposed to do because of money. Money, we do things that we are not supposed to do. Now, let me just check that song in my album. Yeah, I think I got that song. I just want to play the song. I want you to listen to this song. What exactly it say? I know it's a song. It's a reggae song. But the late Lucky Dube. But there's a message in that song. The heading of it is just saying, up with hope, down with dope. Just enjoy this song. Then when we come back, we'll continue. I just want you to listen to the message. Because it's money that causes that. Money making people to change what they are. It makes pastors to change what they were teaching before. It's money. Just enjoy the. I want you to listen to this song. Then we're going to come back and we will continue playing the song that is saying Emmanuel. I just want you to listen to this song that is saying up with hope. Up with hope, down with dope. Let me remind you that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. Just enjoy this song. Let's go.
Down with dope. Up with hope.
up we go, down with doop. Up we go, down with doop. In other words, he's saying, we go up, we're not going down. Now, the message there, he was trying to show you that he said he was singing, saying, you were a good man, but you have changed. What make you to change? It's money. What make you to change is marijuana. He said that marijuana is not good for you. As you are listening to us now, wherever that you are, I just want to tell you that money is a problem. Money is a problem. But having money is not a problem. The problem is money is a problem. Okay. Now remember yesterday I said that when every time when we wake up in the morning, in our mind there's one thing or one goal that I'm going to work so that I can get money. But people, because of money, we end up being selling our family, we end up being selling our children because of money. We sell them because of money. That's what I'm saying, that we end up being selling them. We end up being saying, okay, in order for you to get this, you must give me money. Now, money, 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 money. Lots of people, they have changed because of money. Now, tonight as we meditate, we continue talking about money. As I'm saying that wherever that you are, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. If you want to interact with me tonight, you can use the following platform, which is our WhatsApp number is +27 83 289 4658. If you are international, +27 83 289 4658. If you are in South Africa, you just start by 083 289 4658. With the very same number, you can SMS me. With the very same number, you can call me. Or what you can do is you can go to our website. You just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, then you will see you can go to contact us. When you are at contact us, it will tell you that we are in Johannesburg. Address is 3 Shirike Street, Rabarich, Extension 2, Midrand, 1685. That's where we are located. It says JHB studio number, which is 073-269-2731, which is international. You just say +27 73 269 2731. Office number, which is the studio number, you just say 083-289-4658, which is +27 83 289 4658. Fax number, which is 086-658-7038. Skype studio is BTGM Radio. Email address, you just say radio@bythegrace.org, or you say WhatsApp message, which is 083-289-4658. Or what you can do is you can click where it says click to message a presenter live on air. Then it you type it, it will just write the subject line. Then when you just write whatever that you want, or you can use the email form that is on that contact us, which when you see it say title, which is you select there, it will say Dr. Mr. Mrs. Miss and Mist. Then now you put your name, your surname, contact number, email address on the subject line. You just say live on air, contact presenter, general or question. Then you write whatever that you write, and then we'll be able to read it. Now we're talking about money, where we read in the book of 1 Timothy. That's a verse that we read last night. Unfortunately, we never go into deeper about it. But tonight it's a continuation of what we spoke about last night. It's a continuation where it says, just listen to it. The love of money causes all kind of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money. But they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrows. It says, the love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money. That is what it says. Some people, because of money. You know, because of money. It's saying that the love of money causes all kind of evil. The love of money. Meaning when you love money, it becomes a problem. When you love money, there are people valuing, they love money such that they, you know, they can even sell their body because of money. We have those kind of those people where because of money they can sell whatever that they have because of money. You know, there was a time where my heart was shaken when someone sent me the video. Now when you check the video, it shows the lady who was traveling to another country with the drugs in her body. Now what they did, they took those drugs, they put the drugs in her private parts. Then she was traveling with those drugs until they caught her. That's why I'm saying money will make a person to do something that, I mean, if you are normal, you can't do that. If you love money too much, you will end up being doing things that if you are normal, you can't do that. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. The love of money. Okay, having money is not a problem. Working so that we can have money is not a problem. The problem is when you start loving money. Now, to many people, because they love money, they even, for example, they no longer have time to fellowship. They no longer have time for family. They no longer have time for the church. But remember, when you ask a person, the person will say, the Bible says those who are lazy, they will never eat. But yes, if you are not lazy, you will never eat. But it does not say that you must love money. Okay, I want money. Okay, I want money. I want more money. Because there's a project that I want to start. But I want money. But I must not love money to such extent that I sacrifice my life. I must not love money to such extent that I'm going to do things that at the end of the day, I'm going to regret. There are people that they, because of money, they did things that they are regretting. You know, there are people that they did a lot of things because of money, they are regretting. Love of money is the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil. That's how it is. But having money, it is not wrong. Having money, it is not wrong. The only thing that is wrong is when you love money. You love money. You know, as I told you that I want money as well. I want money. I want money as well. Now, you know, that's why you see we have lots of criminals in our country. We have lots of things like sort of like people, they say that the government is corrupt. It's because of money. Now, many people, those who are on top, they sell what we call the contract. They sell the tenders for you to get tender. Like you must bribe someone. it applies on all over. Even if when you want to go to get a license, you must give them bribe. You know, I want to tell you that I've struggled for almost 10 years trying to get a license. I've struggled a lot. I realized that is because of money. Okay, money can open a door for you. If you have money, the money will open a door for you. But the love of money is the root of all living. Okay, let's read in another vision. I think it's important if we read it in a speedy. I think it's very important. Now let's just do this as we're gonna read it in speedy. Let's just say this.
Everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody. So much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still would be enough.
That is Tim Godfrey. What shall I render to Jehovah? I told you that we're gonna read it in Spedi, where I read it in English. Maybe we can also read it in Afrikaans. But I'm gonna start reading it in Spedi, where it's saying that. Just listen what it says. Gape go rata tshelete kona mudu wa bogo wa magopo ka moka. Ba bangwe ka baka la go duma kudu ba gelogile tumelong mme ba itlisetsa masetlapelo a mantsi. Alright, let me read again. He said, gape go rata tšhelete ke ona mudu wa bogopo ka moka. Ba bangwe ka baka la go iduma ka baka la go iduma kudu ba kgelogile tumelong mme ba itlisetsa masetlapelo a mantsi. That is in Spedi, where when you read in English, where I read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, it read as follows. It's saying that it's saying the love of money causes all kind of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money, but they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrows. They have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrows. You know them. I mean, I want you now to look back on your friends. Just look at your friends. Look at that friend that you used to go with him wherever that you're going. But now, because of money, he's no longer with you. He's no longer your friend. Now he is against you because he is having a lot of money, because he loves money. Having a lot of money, it is not wrong. To have money, it is not wrong. The only thing that is wrong is when you start to love money. When you start loving money, that is where it becomes a problem. You know, the Bible says, it said, the love of money is the root of all evil. because some of them, they have turned to what we believe. They have turned to what we believe because of money. They did a lot of things that are no longer right because of money. You can look at your friend. Before he was very good. That pastor who is your friend, he was a prayerful person. He was doing things in the right way. But because of money, now he's doing things. Now he's selling Vaseline. Now he's selling underwears. Now he's selling whatever that he's selling in the name of Jehovah. He's doing that in the name of Jehovah. Because of money. He's doing whatever that he's doing because of money. He have changed. And he's doing that in the name of Jehovah. Whatever that he's doing it in the name of Jehovah, which is wrong. The love of money is the root of all evil. You know, how many people that you know that they were fired at work because of money? How many people that you know that because of money, they were fired at work? As I speak now, you know that you are fired at work because of money. Now, let's just do this.
There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. There is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. There is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus.
There is power in the blood. That is what he's saying. Now remember, I was saying that just look back. Your friend, whom you know that you are very close to, because of money, he have changed the way he was doing things. That pastor that you are fellowshipping at his church, before he was not like that, but now he have changed because of money. Because of money. Now listen to DBR. It's saying DBR, it read as follows. I'm gonna read in DBR. It just saying that which is Duro Remis Bible. Duari Remis Bible. It's saying that, for the desire of money is the root of all evil, which some converting have erected from the faith and have enclosed themselves in many sorrows. Okay. It is not wrong to have money. Let me repeat what I'm saying. It is not wrong to have money. It is not wrong. It's not wrong to have money, because every time when we wake up going to work, we go there in order to get money. It is not wrong. The problem that is wrong is when you start loving money. When you start loving money. Alright. Listen to Titus chapter 1, verse number 1. Because now, it's saying, okay, where we read in the book of Timothy 6:10, it's saying that the love of money causes all kind of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe. They want to get more and more money, but they have caused themselves a lot of pain and trouble. You know, because of loving money, and they have caused themselves a lot of pain and trouble. Now, how many people that you know, because of they want money, they want fame, they sacrificed with their family? You're surprised. Every year, somebody dies in your family. Every month, somebody dies in the family. And if you can try to find the root cause is because of money. Your father or your mother, we read the word we call initiation. He or she they sacrificed the family because of money. Because they wanted money. And lots of money. We all want money. Because they loved money. I mean, as I told you that I also want money. Because it's a project that I must start doing. And it requires lots of money. I want money. But I must not love money in such a way that I'm willing to sell my wife because of money, or I'm willing to sell my parents because of money. I'm willing to sell the ministry because of money. Selling, I mean, you sell your soul. There are those people who are like that, who just want to sell their soul. You just sell your soul. So you must not do that. You must not do that. The love of money, it's a root of all evil, and it have causes lots of pain and sorrows. You know, now you don't know how you can come out. Now you're asking yourself, but how will I come out? How can I come out? But I want to tell you that as we meditate, it's a time where you can go back to the author and the finisher of the faith and say, Lord, I surrender. Your name on high by amazing gospel. They say, Lord, I lift your name on high. We are lifting his name on high. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, the love of money is the root of all evil. It have causes a lot of pain and sorrows. You know, but back in Karadin to jail ring, now it's tough for them to come out. You know, when you enter into it, you've entered into it. You can't come out. But you can come out tonight. tonight you can come out as you are listening to us. You can say, Lord, I'm coming out. Lord, I'm coming out. You can say, Lord, I'm coming out. 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 That's what you can say. And he's able.
How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
It's able to do what he says he will do. That's why I'm saying, if you say, Lord, I want to come out, he will take you out. He will take you out because he is able to take you out. He's able to take you out. He's able. That is doing hopes. Doing hopes, saying he's able. He's able. You're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 1921 CAT, Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, on a lovely Thursday. A lovely Thursday. Lovely Thursday where Basadi, Bailoko, Kedegego, Warapela, women, they went there to pray because they said Thursday, Gereza, Jinamirapela, La Basadi. And you are with me tonight as we meditate. Wherever that you are, I don't know, maybe where you are, the time is exactly maybe in the morning or in the afternoon, but here in South Africa is in the evening. It is exactly 1921. We are meditating, we're shouting the name of Jehovah. We said he's able. He's able. We're talking about money, the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. But having money is not wrong. It's not evil. It's not sin to have money. The sin is the root of evil is when you start loving money. Because you end up being selling things, you end up being dedicating your children to the things that you know that they're gonna give money. You know, like this morning, this afternoon, I spoke to my partner in crime, that we, the woman that I always preach with her. Then as we were speaking, she went to a funeral. At that funeral, apparently they said that woman who died there, she was married to somebody who's from out of Africa without family knowing, because somebody was doing that for money. That's why I'm saying, people, we do things because of money. Money, we do things, we change things because of money. Somebody can say, I don't know. A person can say, I don't know my wife because of money. I mean, many people, they even sold their children because of money. You plan something because of money. The Bible says that is the root of all evil. Money, loving money, it's the root of all evil. Loving money, it's the root of all evil. Let me just ask you, where are you now? That's what I will ask you. Where are you now? And what is happening? You can just look back. Just look back, look back, look back at your friend. The person that you started ministry together, the person that you started the business, but now you have done things in a way that you did not agree. Okay, let's go to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter number 1, verse number 11, it said, "These people must be stopped because they are destroying the whole families by teaching what they should not teach. They teach only to cheat people and make money. These people, they should be stopped." I mean, you know, there were people, some people, before they were teaching through gospel. Now, because of money, they have diverted. You know, there are people who are doing things because of money. But we are told that they should be stopped. They should be stopped. Remember, we're talking about money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. We're talking about money. The love of money. Now, okay. Now, what I want to say tonight, as you listening to me, you must be satisfied with what we have. You must be satisfied with what you have. You know, if you can learn to be satisfied with what you have, some people, they don't have it. You know, the small car that I'm driving, I must be satisfied with the small car that I'm driving. The bicycle that I'm driving, I must be satisfied with the bicycle that I'm driving. But I must, in my heart, I must say, God, help me so that I can get a more car. Help me so that I can get a bigger car, so that I can be able to do this and this and this. But, you know, most time, because we end up being saying, we say that, Lord, help me, when I get this, I will do this, and we don't do it. I think last time we spoke about vowing, like when you promise, you must fulfill the promise. It is better not to promise, because sometimes we promise, and end of the day, we don't fulfill what we have promised. The love of money is the root of all evil. Now, let me just remind you who we are as we go into a break. When we come back, we will continue. When we come back, we will continue. Okay. I want to remind you who we are. You're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m.
By the Grace Radio.
Just for the soul.
Enda ufeiva man. Nara dwe yabo by the Grace Ministry. Robbizirenga wana gaina.
Ungagra by the Grace Radio number 3, Sierra Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Nara dwe yabo of the Grace Ministry of this Chichava na.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go very permanent. You know, did you go nyaga or follow? Can I teach the Saradi? I'm going to go to God.
Yeah, I'm going to teach the Monoguru. Yeah, 073-269-2731. I'm going to WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. I'm going to go to radio.bythegrace.org.
By the Grace Radio, just for a soul, 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 soul.
Emmanuel, name is God. Emmanuel.
Well, that is Elijah Oyelande saying, your name is God, your name is Emmanuel. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabulo. We are saying, time to meditate. You can interact with me tonight in the studio as we're talking about money, where money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Now, people, they do things because of money. People, they do things because of money. Now listen to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 10. I want to show you. He said, Demas loved this world so much. That is why he left me. He went to Thessalonica, Crescent, went to Galatia, and Titus went to Dalmatia. Demas loved money and loved the world so much. Now, because of money, people, they end up being leaving their wives, they leave their family because of money. You go and choose, stay in somewhere because of money. Now, tonight as we're talking about money, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Everything starts there. When you see people killing each other, it's because of money. When you see people killing each other, it's because of money.
Emmanuel, 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 you were more than I deserve. Hey, Mube, you're my victory in the fight. You're my trial before us. You're the fourth man in the fire. Is he can do more? Your bread is the whirlwind that parted the Red Sea and make a way for me. Hey, Jesus, when I cry, you dry my tears. You gave me a new song, yeah. You turned my life around.
Listening to you by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. whatever that it takes for a soul. As we're talking about money, that people, they change the way they are because of money, because of love of money. Even now as I speak, there are people who are in a meeting, they wanna destroy someone because of money. They wanna do things because of money. You know, money, it's the root of all evil. When you love money, okay, when you love money, okay, let us not say money is the root of all evil, but when you love money, that is why people, they have changed, they have turned away from the true gospel because of money. Because of money, they end up being doing things because of money. That is what is happening. Because of money, you did whatever that you did. Now you even sold your life to that. Now here, listen to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 21. It says, some people who claim to have that knowledge have gone completely away from what we believe. God is great, be with you all. He was saying that some people that they thought they have great knowledge, some people whom they thought that were not, they are good, they are good, when they were telling them that the love of money is the root of all evil, now they went astray. They went astray, they're doing things in other way. They have changed the way they were doing things because of money. Now, things are happening because of money. Now, okay. Now, I just wanna tell you this. Money has made people to change. You know, in this life of journey that I walked, I walked in the journey where I saw people that I was working with. You found that I was helping them with something, but now, after they got what they had, they somehow forgetting about me. They somehow forgetting about me and thinking that thinking that Bona they are special than someone. It's because of money. You know, money has changed lots of people. Even in your area, even where you are now, when you look, you can check that money have changed many people. Money, it have made some people to be somehow. That is money. That is what money does. That is what money does. Now here in the book of Timothy chapter 6:21, it tells us that some people some people whom they claimed to have that knowledge, some people whom they claimed to have that knowledge, there are those people whom they thought that Bona they know too much, and they end up being doing things. Alright, now let's continue. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse Okay. Judges, I mean, Judah chapter 1, verse 11. It said, I will be bad for them. They have followed the way that Cain went to make money. They have given themselves to follow the wrong way that Balaam went. They have fought against God like Korah did. And like Korah, they will be destroyed. In other words, because of money. Remember, there's no problem with money. The problem is when you start loving that money. When you start to love that money. That is where the problem lies. That you find that you love money more than anything. Then you even go extra mile because of that money. Now I pray tonight that may God help you. And may God help me as well. Because you know, the way we love money, we even get the money in a wrong way, and after that we want to give that money as an offering that we are offering. But you find out that money comes from somewhere. Maybe people that I was going with, they have hijacked the transport and they have killed people. And after that, because I'm told that I must bring 10% in the house of God, I bring that money. But here, I want you to listen to Malachi. Malachi chapter 1. Verse is it. I wish one of you would close the temple door to stop the lightning of useless fire on my altar. I am not pleased with you. I will not accept your gift. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. Understand? That's why I'm saying, money has made people to change. And we get money in a different way. And after that, we want to offer to Jehovah. After that, we want to offer to Jehovah. So, it's a problem. It is very, very, very problem that we do that. And at the end of the day, you find that we want to offer that to Jehovah, and it becomes a problem. That is why here we are told that we should stop them. I wish I should stop them. Alright. You're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 19:48 CET Central Time. Just enjoy this song.
to thy presence we come, not by the works we have done, and the grace alone. To the presence we come. Let me hear, come on.
That is Bishop Benjamin Dube saying, "Into thy presence I come." Hallelujah. Timolake. The time is exactly 7:53. We left with 7 minutes to sign off. We're talking about money, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Now we are already in December. One week from now, we will be in a, what we call, the Christmas, and people are going up and down because of what we call money. Okay, up and down, you wanna buy this and this and this. It's not wrong. That is happening because of money. So we because we are having money, we are able to do whatever that we can do. But I just want to advise you that you need to use that money wisely. Don't just spend that money as if there's no tomorrow. Because the tomorrow is coming. You're still gonna have tomorrow. And don't use that money as if tomorrow is not gonna come. You know, from next week, some other people, they're gonna receive bonuses and 13 check and so on and so on. But I just wanna advise you. I just wanna say to you that don't just use that money. Make sure that you save it, because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. I know the Bible says we must not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow it will take care of itself. But it doesn't mean that I must not save and say tomorrow will take care of it. It does not say that. It does not say that how can I say? It does not say that I must not save and expect that because when I save, the Bible says I must not worry about tomorrow. It says that we must not worry about tomorrow. But it mustn't say that we mustn't save. It is very important to save the money that we get. It is very important to save whatever that we are getting. Because, you know, there are things that are happening. As January is going to come, if we use money wrongly, we're going to have a problem. So it's very important to save the money. That's why I'm saying that let's just save, because we know what tomorrow will bring. But we must not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow it will take it itself, but it does not mean that we must not save the money. But we must not love money as if like there's no tomorrow. Now I just want to thank each and everyone who have just tuned in and listened to us. Now we have come to the end of our show. I know that our show lasts for 3 hours. We were gonna supposed to end or at around 9 o'clock, but due to some other things that we busy working on, now it forced us to close our show here. I just want to thank each and everyone who we have just tuned in. Keep on tuning in the morning tomorrow at around 6 o'clock a.m. CAT Central Time in the morning. Pastor Patrick Mundebele, all the way from Peter Retief Mpumalanga, will be doing the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I urge you, I ask you to tune in tomorrow in the morning and listen to him as he will be saying, joy comes in the morning. And what we're gonna do now, as we have arrived to the end of our show, I just want to say that I told you that in the morning from 6 o'clock a.m. until 9 o'clock is the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock is the show that is called Different Colors One People. From 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock is the show that is saying Who Need a Doctor by Pastor Mise Mbima Mabolo. The one that is from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock is by Pastor KK Malaji, all the way from Hawali. Then after that, this is a show by Young Man Kokejo from 3 o'clock until 1800. The show that is say String It Isn't Talk. It's a youth show. You can listen to it, you'll be motivated. Now 1600 until 2100 is a show that is called Time 20. That's a show that I'm doing right now. I wanna thank you. May God continue to bless you and be with you. It has been a beautiful show. I thank you very much, and we love you.
you.